This world is a place of fear. The most prominent expenditures within society today, all over the planet, are based on fear. How much time, energy, and money do people put into building hospitals and medicine? It's based on fear of disease, fear of death. And the cosmetic industry. Yes, it's really all based on fear. People are afraid of not looking beautiful. People are afraid of looking old, even though they are. So they just cover the cracks and the crevices and they put so many things. People are afraid of smelling bad, so they put so many colognes and perfumes and so many deodorants and everything like that. I'm not saying you should use or not use. I'm just saying. I'm just saying it's based on fear, whether you know it or not. And even, you know, eating. We're afraid of being hungry. Why do people work? One of the prime motivations for getting a job and working 9 to 5 or whatever hours we have is fear. We're afraid of poverty. We're afraid of hunger. We're afraid of not having a proper shelter or house. So we work so hard. People are so afraid of dishonor, afraid of failure in school. Students are very much afraid of not getting proper grades. So how much are people motivated by fear in this world? The major expenditures of most nations is defense. And fear is a suffering condition. There is the saying, the only thing to fear is fear itself. But how can you not fear? As long as you're thinking, I am the body, I am the proprietor, I am the enjoyer, then you must fear, because the whole material nature is threatening you at every moment. Bhajahuremana srinandanandana apaya charanara. Therefore, devotee prays to the mind, please, my mind, just remember Krishna. Just worship the son of Nanda. Then you will be fearless. And therefore, the only real happiness in life is in taking shelter of Krishna. Everything else is a strategic plan of Maya to perpetuate our fear and suffering. Everything else except taking shelter of Krishna.
You were listening to Radhanath Swami on devotionalnectar.com.